Cyclone in the chat room says that Fatty is sexy and Adam seems jealous. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that Fatty is not sexy. I'm saying that I don't
know.
So
you're saying that Fatty is sexy. Is that what you're saying, Adam?
I'm just saying that.
There's no way out of this, Adam.
I'm putting my foot in my mouth. So no,
there's no way out of this. So just let it go.
It seems that he gets a lot of attention. I just want to know like what he does to get attention, because, you know, in times when I, you know, maybe I'll never need attention again, but in times when I want attention, I need to know what it is. What's his special sauce? You see,
I don't want to know anything about Fatty's special sauce. I don't have it up. Oh, that sounded wrong. Anyway,
it's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Fatty is not sexy. I'm saying, what's his special sauce?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is Episode 3325 of the FO for Wednesday, the 4th of November, 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
Our little show.
Oh, Big Fatty, he almost did it without hesitating, a poor thing. He forgot. Hello, elderly Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're elderly today because y'all, even though I'm recording this prior to the results of the election, y'all, an elderly person was elected president of the United States. And yes, Big Fatty, it's an uncanny grasp of the obvious. And who's that other elderly person? Oh, that's Durwood. Say hi, Durwood.
Hi, Durwood.
Oh, y'all, Durwood is fucked up. Y'all, he stopped by. Well, I tell you what, we'll get to that. But first, let's do this. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 4th of November, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, I think Derwin needs another glass of wine while you are doing the birthdays. Well, maybe so. Y'all, the first celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, he's been around. He hadn't roamed the earth as long as the old gal or me, but he's been around, doing the little shows, longer than me. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Ramble Reedhead. Oh, Big Fatty, we love the Ramble Reedhead, yes! You know, he likes to watch the quiz programs also. So anyway, and y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, and by the way, I met Ramble Reedhead 1 year out there at the Pride 48 in Las Vegas. But y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, it's someone I've met many times at the Pride 48 in Los Wages and in Nolens. Y'all, he's been to the G'days many times, and y'all, he has been here at the Villa many times, and perhaps may be making usher out the old and bring in the new. Big Fatty, where's he gonna take Granny? I don't know, but y'all, I'm talking. Oh, Durwood's laughing at the silly things. He is. It's the wine. Y'all, I'm talking about the Haunt Cub. Yeah, Big Fatty, we love the Haunt Cub. We do indeed. So y'all, if you see the Ramble Reedhead or the Haunt Cub on the Twitty or the Face Space, Derwin, what should they do? Never mind. He's still giggling. He's just over there giggling. Y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, I think you need to go check on Durwood. Yeah, that's it, y'all. Our census today comes to us from that Ed Gong. Y'all, he lives in Mexico in the future. He describes himself as a listener. Been listening since 2011. And his favorite segment is the Gentleman Caller Report. Big Fatty, he's been very disappointed here lately. He has. What would he change? He says more vulgar talk. Especially about the special chair, the Charleston Ballet Theater, and puppet shows. Good gosh and gay. He's called the voice letter number before. Never been to a Pride 48 event. Never used a special chair. Big Fatty, I don't believe that. And as far as sharting himself, just as I was rushing for work, I ran back to the house to clean up and change my pants. Big Fatty, a wet clean up. Did Durwood just say the happy music is the best filler you've ever had? Oh, no, I've had some really good fillers. Some of them are just, ooh. The Joe in Dallas would be proud to show them off. Hey, I think he's talking about some kind of other filler. Okay, well, anyway. Y'all, he's over here giggling. Y'all, he went and got the bottle. Did we finish the bottle yet?
No, it's, well.
He's already lost the bottle. Y'all, he doesn't know where the bottle is. Where is it?
This is bottle deux.
Yeah, this is bottle deux, and I've had a glass and a half. But anyway, you know, it's like young Nicholas is over visiting tonight. What was I saying? After I recorded yesterday's little show, speaking of young Nicholas, y'all, he stopped by. He stopped by, y'all. I was walking out to check the mail, and he pulls up. Big Fatty, and much rather have him pull up than pull out. Oh, Big Fatty, I can't believe I said that. Oh my God, y'all, do you hear him giggling over there? Y'all, I don't know if it's the wine or if it's just let it go. But anyway, Big Fatty, I hope he doesn't have to let it go in his underpants. Anyway, oh, by the way, Durwood reminded me that I've met the Haunt Cub many times at the Metropolis. Y'all, I was going to have me some supper, but young Nicholas stopped by, and instead I had a glass of the eggnog. Had the eggnog that I got out at the Sam's Club in the liquor pot. Y'all, you know, you don't have to be a member of the Sam's Club to go to the liquor pot. Big Fatty.
You don't have to know her either.
What? You don't have to liquor or know her. Y'all, I think he's going to pee his pants. I swear. Anyway. Big Fatty, he really is. Yeah, Big Fatty, you may have to Uber him home. So y'all, after that, you know, I will say this, I did sit down and eat a little something later, you know, just so that I could complete my nutrition pyramid for the day. So I had a piece of cheesecake and some crema cookies. Anyway, y'all, I watched the TV machine, watched the dancing. watch the dancing live. And y'all, they sent home somebody. I don't remember who it was right now, but somebody left. Y'all, one of the dancers had to go to the El Hospitalo, which we all know is Mexican for
El Hospitalo.
Oh, y'all, he can't even say El Hospitalo. I can't say it now either. Poor Durwood. Y'all, I told Durwood earlier, it's refreshing to see him lose his his what?
Composure.
Not composure. To lose his what am I trying to say? His command of the English language. Oh yes, we Penny. No wonder you couldn't say it. You have no command of the English language. But anyway, y'all, and then I watched The Price is Right at night. Y'all, it was okay. It was actually kind of stupid. They had on those people from the neighborhood. And, it was just stupid. Y'all, they didn't even have enough people from the show to be contestants. So they had to call some of them up twice. And anyway, but they won $112,000 for the boys and girls. Are you two? Oh, I thought you were. y'all, I can't tell you what just happened. But anyway, it's something Granny would have done. All right. Or young Nicholas. What was I saying? It was okay. And then, y'all, I watched the beginning of the of that Stephen Colbert little show, and y'all, then I said, no, I will not stay up any longer. Y'all, I had prepared the Love Chamber earlier, and y'all, it went to like 30, what are you, 34, 35, 36,
yep.
In the 30s.
Yep. Not freezing, but close to it.
With just Jack Frost was nipping at your toes or something.
Yeah.
Okay. He was teasing us.
Not quite.
Frost. Are you slurring your words?
Am I slurring? Maybe.
I will take that as a yes. But y'all, I had the windows open. Y'all, I slept so well. Y'all, the heat is set to come on at 67 degrees, when it's 67, and it did come on, because y'all, you know, when the heat first comes on, it smells like it's the house is burning down. Well, y'all, it smelled like the house was burning down, but the alarms weren't going off, so I said, well, maybe it's just my colon. got up, y'all. I woke up before 7 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, I was very rested. I had, as Digger would say, I had a recuperative sleep, and y'all. So I just went ahead and got up. I got up and fixed my coffee, and y'all, my newspaper came, and so I read it and did my Sudoku, and y'all, I had some of that shit on the shingle for my brufkas, Ready? That means something else for Granny. Let's see, what else did I do? Y'all, then I said, you know what? I am going to the Sam's Club, because y'all, you know, it's the senior citizen hours from 7 a.m. in the morning to 9 a.m. in the morning on Tuesday and Thursday. And y'all, so y'all, I went over there, and y'all, I have been warning to have a fire extinguisher here at the villa. Yes, Big Fanny, always important when young Nicholas is smoking and you have gas. It's true. And by the way, he started smoking again. Did you know that?
I did not know.
Yes, I didn't know. Well,
I'll have
you know,
to chastise him.
Oh, he'll love being put in chastity. What was I saying? And so I got a 2-pack of fire extinguisher. I don't need to, but I got it anyway. And y'all, then I got a secret little surprise for young Nicholas that I'm not going to reveal on the show, but Durwood was very impressed. glass with the flickering and everything.
Glass, yeah.
Yes, yes, the surprise. And y'all, then I picked up, what else did I pick up? I picked up something else, and it was something that I can't remember. I don't know what it was. I picked up a couple of more things, but I don't remember. No, that was not it there.
That was
no.
Not it.
And y'all, then I came back home. I went to the liquor. I went to the liquor store. Had to replenish a little bit for the Friday at Fatty's. And then what else did I do? There was something else that I bought that I had to carry in because it was heavy, and I swear to hydrogen, I don't remember what it was. But anyway, it was the fire extinguishers. Never mind. Poor Big Fatty. I got a Worcestershire sauce. Because, you know, we're moving into nuts and bolts season. And
hydrogen.
Oh, well, okay. And y'all, he's drunk. He's so drunk. Y'all, then I went out for my nipple walk, did the big circle. Y'all, I talked to young Nicholas on a Monday night, and I said, well, they'll start getting ready for the Christmas season, but the first thing they always do is they put up the big snowflakes on the light poles. And y'all, as I was driving to the Sam Club, they were putting up the big snowflakes on the light poles. So Crema is just around. We're rounding the corner to Crema. And y'all, I did my nipple walk, got my 10,000 steps, came back, got my share. And y'all, then I was off. I was off and got my house cut. Y'all, it was just a lovely experience. I did something nice for myself. I heard that Taylor the Latte boy. Y'all, he was weeping. He was weeping, saying that we should do something nice for ourselves. So y'all, maybe he was just cutting onions. I don't know. Anyway, I got my hairs cut, and y'all, then I went to a place old Veda went to over the weekend, to the at home store or something like that. I don't know where. Y'all, they had an inflatable Frosty the Snowman, 20 feet tall. I couldn't believe it. But they did. And y'all, they had a 12-foot tall artificial Crema tree. But y'all, I was having a little tree envy because Big Fatty's tree is only 9 feet. But anyway, yes, Big Fatty. And then y'all, I made one more little stop at the Bath and Body Works, because y'all, I had coupons. And picked up a few little scented items there. And then Durwood shows up, and we've been having a chili and wine and cornbread. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Big Fatty, don't forget Miss Nora O'Donnell tonight. Oh, yeah, that's right. Big Fatty, does Durwood think that? Oh! Oh, dear, guys, does Durwood think that music is filler also? Probably. Y'all, I also received a gay Crema card from the spam ambassador of the BFO. That's the Laughing Buddha. And he knew better than to mail it on the 26th of October. It probably got mixed up with the ballots. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Mix Minus. And Adam, what things did you do for self-care on Tuesday?
Fatty is not sexy. I'm saying, what's his special sauce?
Oh, so you want some of my special sauce? I'll get it right in the mail to
you. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.